Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, welcome to this October 6th, 2008 worldwide broadcast on the AM and FM dial, simulcasting on multiple satellites, the internet at prisonplanet.com and infowars.com, global shortwave, and the podcast at right at 100,000 people a day, downloading that 6 days a week. We're here Monday through Friday, 11 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, Texas, and then, of course, Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. with an abbreviated radio show. Okay, he was on with us about 3 weeks ago, and it was only for an hour, and so I wanted to get him up for 2 hours to talk about the nature of reality, the international banking syndicate, the crime syndicate, engineering the collapse that he and others detailed in, to a great extent. David Icke will be with us in the third and fourth hour today. He'll be with us coming up at 1 o'clock Central Standard Time. He is in California, just finished three big events that he had out there. So he will be with us coming up in the third and fourth hour today on this October 6th, 2008 edition. I don't have to tell you that the markets are in absolute free fall, going down to 10,000 points today. If you listen to the radio shows we did last Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Sunday, we stated that, of course, the markets are going to plunge. That's the whole point. They needed to get the immunity for the crimes of the international banks, the brokerage houses that carried out the Ponzi scheme with the fake liquidity that they're going to leave us holding the bag with. In the provision, it makes the Federal Reserve dictatorial through the Secretary of the Treasury, the private Federal Reserve. It allows them to seize any homes they want, revalue mortgages up or down. It allows them, carbon taxes of all different types. It allows them to hand your tax money over to foreign corporations. None of it can be second-guessed or even reviewed. It states that clearly. It says at the discretion of the Treasury Secretary, he can create a flim-flam group chaired by himself to push recommendations and propaganda. And so global markets are headed straight down right now. The stock market plunging, just unprecedented. Last week when the public throttled the Congress with thousands of calls to one not to go along with it, the establishment reacted by savagely attacking the market and driving it down $1.2 trillion. Well, they've just outdone that today. The market is down 443.55, and plunging fast. We'll be right back.
Are you sick and tired of spending your hard-earned money to fill your gas tank? Then do something about it. Fuel Savers Fuel Conditioner lets you drive further on each gallon of fuel. Completely safe for all engines. Just add a small squeeze of product to your tank each time you fill up to improve your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more, saving you 35 to 80 cents on every gallon. Each little 2-ounce squeeze bottle is highly concentrated and costs only $8 to treat 100 gallons of gas or 50 gallons of diesel. Buy a case and the price drops to a mere $6 per bottle with free shipping. Be one of the first 10 orders and get an additional 10% off your case purchase. That's $5.40 to treat 100 gallons of gas. Call toll-free 866-768-7811 or get more information at FuelSaverInc.com. First 10 orders, save 10% on a case purchase. Act now to save on fuel. 866-768-7811. Call now.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
You listen to
the day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I am going to attempt to simply and succinctly break down the latest economic developments that are just massive. And then I'm going to open the phones up from the bottom of this hour. We're going to open them up now. Until the time that David Icke joins us 2 hours from now. So we'll have an hour and a half of open phones, your chance to respond, not just to where we know this is going, hyperinflation with a contracting economy at the same time, or the term that I have coined, hyperstagflation or ultra stagflation. It is the very worst economic possibility, the very worst economic nasty that you can be under. We didn't have stagflation, which was the worst thing, the worst combination ever seen until the 70s in this country. And that is going to be a shadow of what we will witness, and well, it's already materialized to a great extent. Hyperstagflation. And, of course, economists previous to this in hundreds of years didn't believe that even stagflation could exist, much less hyperstagflation, but only in a manipulated, contrived market can you have this unfold. Now, the stock market has plunged over 440 points. You, of course, were promised that everything would be okay as long as you acquiesced to handing the private banks imperial power. We're going to break down those powers. But we here who know what's going on and know the enemy's modus operandi and their contempt for humanity knew that this would prop nothing up, that this would accelerate things. You know, God love Webster Tarpley. I think he's right about Barack Obama, but he continues to tell everybody that the New Deal is the answer. The New Deal was the bankers beginning the domestication of the American people. And that's when federal agencies started operating outside of the Congress. That was the real beginning of Congress becoming vestigial or a left behind. It's like tits on a boar, as the old country saying goes. Vestigial. Men have vestigial breast. Well, the Congress is like the tiny mammary glands, and there's the entire mechanism is in a male, just not activated. Never grows. Well, it's the same thing. Congress is like mammary glands on a boar. There's really no use for them. Now, the people did not acquiesce. The people, despite the terrorizing of the New World Order Monday, last Monday, 7 days ago, of, okay, you told Congress 1,000 calls to 1, conservatively, that you didn't want this. How about the Plunge Protection Team, President's Group on Markets, doesn't prop it up? And so it plunged 1.2 trillion. Well, today is setting up to outdo that as it nears that 10,000 psychological barrier. And so I'll be walking through that today. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. And you're welcome to call in about anything you wish, but I particularly would like to talk about not just what's happening currently with the economic structure or how it's designed or, you know, who is to blame. I want to discuss that. But also, I want to talk about what's happening on Main Street, what's happening in your town or city, what's happening in your metropolitan area or in your rural community you live in, what the effects of the economy are you see. I can tell you what I'm witnessing. It's not good. And supposedly it's the best city in the country during this recession that's leading into a depression. Where I broadcast to you from Austin, Texas. But I also want to talk about the bad to worse. You know, you have the good, the bad, and the ugly. I think the ugly is a better choice than the bad. This is going to get ugly, but will it get really, really bad? Martial law bad. And there's these big debates now raging everywhere. Alex Jones was right. It was true. Seattle Post Intelligencer comes out and says, it's terrible. They want to use regular army brigades on the American people. The Pentagon admits it. A violation of posse comitatus, police state, banana republic. CNN came out last night with a big report about how great it is and showed the Apache helicopters lined up, being loaded with weapons for its mission against us. An open threat to those that have eyes to see. But for the dumbbells, more conditioning. There's a bunch of reports out now, and they line up the troops and the tanks and the helicopters, and they say, that's to help local police. They are shaking their saber at us. They are waving it around their head, saying, we are big, we are bad. And people are responding by saying, they will destroy us. They're too powerful. They're invincible. It runs the gamut from that to, we have over 1 million men armed and ready to fight. We'll easily brush them aside. But there's a method to the New World Order madness. They intend for you to beg for the troops to come. You see, they turn the welfare checks off, and they turn the gas pumps off, and they turn the gas deliveries off, both propane and fuel and oil, because there's no credit to run the system. And by credit, because nobody trusts anybody to even be on a 10, 20, 30-day payment. When the truck's showing up at the gas stations are demanding payment in hand. If it goes to that, see, they're going to let things unravel. This is all by design. And then you're going to beg for the army. You're going to beg for the troops to come and put down the rabble burning parts of cities. And then they will come in, they will bring food, and they will give people IDs as economic refugees. And then people say, man, this was great having the military put down the illegal aliens and poor people and others running around looting. And then the arrests start. Then the government, the criminal government, the occupational government, will stage terror attacks against police and military. In some cases, they've already got feds leading militias who will launch attacks on the military, saying what they're doing is unconstitutional, you know, while they're having firefights with people in the inner cities. And there'll be military atrocities shown on TV to get people to revolt. They may not even have to stage anything, but they will. And they'll hype it up and show dead cops in the streets. And then that will unify the police and the military against the people. And then they can come to Alex Jones's house at 3 a.m. Then the armored vehicles can pull up, go in, gun me down whether I resist or not, which I'm not going to. I'm going to make them strike me down. I want that on record. On record, no matter what they say. It's too important as a leader to take a victory from that. That's a victory against them. Remember the Alamo, remember Goliad. Now, I'm not saying for you when they go into the second phase after months of the cities breaking down and burning, when they're going around picking up Christians, conservatives, gun owners, landowners, people that they want to steal from, a lot of people that were serving the system. At those points, you've got to engage the forces yourself. But I'm saying early on, people like me, they're going to come after during the inner city looting and burning. So I skip ahead to the second phase for the general public. People like myself are probably in the first phase. Now, if I'm cut off from the radio during all this and things break down, I am going to go ahead and retreat to the countryside, and I'll tell the feds, I know you hate me. I know you hate us because we love America and Bill of Rights and Constitution and you think it's cute and funny what you're doing, and you want to take over, so you've got positions for all your boyfriends. I would just tell people in the strata who are not my enemy, it would be nice if you just leave me alone so I could retreat as everything falls apart, and you'd be advised to go take care of your family during all of this. But I know it's you're committed, you're wedded to wickedness, and I understand you need to help America fall. I understand that. But CNN's reporting that they're getting ready for martial law, basically. So are the British newspapers. So I'm going to go over that, but first I want to break down who did this, who carried this out. I mean, this is by design. That's why I mentioned Tarpley earlier, saying, no, this is a real collapse. I mean, I'm sorry, I have the IMF World Bank documents. We had the Bilderberg inside information. We have all the proof. I'm going to go over that this was engineered. This was all planned. It was all set up. And we're going to go over all of that and what it's going to look like. The minimum of what's going to happen versus the most extreme possibilities.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars, Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%, and that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95, and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta engine treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Federal agents, we are armed!
The Dow fell to 9,900. The Plunge Protection Team pumped in secret amounts of money. They won't tell the slave public. And then it started plunging again back towards 10,000. I think Paris says it best. I mean, let's hold a little bit of the man roll. And then I'm going to break down exactly who's behind all this and where it's headed in the future. Then your calls.
I see a message from the government. Like every day, I watch it and listen and call them all suckers. They wanted me about Osama or whatever. Picture me buying the scam. I said never. You in tune to a hard truth, soldier spitting. I stay committed, give up, if I lose commission. It's all a part of fighting devil state mind control. And all about the battle for your body, mind, and soul. And now I'm hoping you don't close your mind, so they shape you. Don't forget they made us slaves, gave us AIDS and raped us. Another push season mean another war for profit. All in secret, so the public never seek to stop it. The Illuminati, 666, all connected. Stole the vote, stay control the race and take elections. It's the Skull and Bones Freemason Kill Committee. See the dragon get in every city. Yourself, who's the one with the most to gain? For 9/11, couldn't stand his name. Not even waving flags like they lost their mind. Everybody got opinions, but don't know the time. Cause America's been took, it's plain to see. The oldest trick in the book is making enemy. A phony evil so the government can do its dirt. And take away your freedom, lock and load, beat and search. Ain't nothing changed but more colored people locked in prison. These pigs still beat us, but it seems we forgetting. But I remember 4 September how these devils do it. Giuliani asked Diallo how he doing. We in the streets, holler jail to the thief. Follow, waving flags, bring these dragons to their knees. Oil, blood, money, make these killers ride cold. Suspicious suicide, people dying never told. It's all a part of playing God, so you think we need them. While being Ashcroft, take away your rights to freedom. Bear witness to the sickness of these dictators. Hope you understand the time, brother, cause it's major.
We told you last week that when the bailout package passed, the dragon was in power, that he would then feed. He is now feeding on the markets, what's left of the free market, what's left of the real economy.
You asking why my records always come the same. Keep it real, ain't no fillers blinging. Mine eyes seen the gory of the coming of the beast. So every story, every word I'm saying, peace. See, you could witness the Illuminati body count. Don't be surprised, these is devils that I'm talking about. You think a couple thousand lies mean the killers? Nigga, I swear to God, we the ones. Ain't no villains or any other word they think to demonize the country. Ain't no terror threat unless approval rating slumping. So I'ma say it for the record, we the ones that planned it. Ain't no other country took a part, I had their hand in. Just a way to keep you scary so you think you need them. Praising Bush, why that killer take away your freedom? How many of us got discovered but ignore the symptoms? Talking loud but ain't nobody saying it. And with the 4th Amendment gone, eyes are on the first. That's why I'm spitting cyanide each and every verse. I see the Carlisle Group and Harris bank accounts. I see them plead the 5th each and every session now. And while White Stag burns, see the public buy it. I see the profiling, see the media's compliance. War is good for business, see the vicious make a savior. Hope you understand the time, brother, because it's major.
And let me tell you something. I was listening to talk radio this morning. I heard black callers on local news station 590 saying that Sarah Palin's Joe Sixpack was code word for racist Americans. Completely made up. Completely made up. Sarah Palin meant blue-collar average folks on the street, factory workers, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, old, young, who like to get off work. That saying's been around for 30-plus years. Who like to get off work and go into the store and buy a pack of cigarettes and a six-pack and go back to the little houses and cook sausages in the tiny backyard and throw the football with their neighbors. And they're good people. And I heard folks talking bad. The white folks about Joe Sixpack saying, oh, no, he's not racist, he's just scum. And then I heard the black caller saying, no, it is a racist term. You know, black folks, if you want to look for racism, why don't you go look at Albert Pike down the street from the Supreme Court building? We got video of it. Founder of the Klan, head of the Masons. If you want to find racism, how about your liberal poverty pimps that break your families up and paid your women not to have men in the houses so they can destroy your communities and go from 10% illegitimacy to 90%? Or all those vaccines they shoot your children up with? Or the fluoride you're drinking in the water? And by the way, we're all under that attack. Now, Barack Obama's not going to save you. And you'd be well advised to figure that out. Neither is John McCain. All right, I'm going to break down the economy. I'm going to break down the unfolding police state. And a lot more than your phone calls. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read? Of course not. But if you have one of the 50 million new contactless credit and debit cards in circulation in your wallet, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder of Identity Stronghold, and we think this is information you need to know. You may not even realize you already have one of these cards because they look physically just like the old card. The difference is an RFID chip hidden inside the card that makes radio communication with the card possible right through your wallet, purse, or pants pocket without you ever removing the card. Pickpockets no longer even have to touch you to get your information. Our company realizes the privacy danger this represents, and that's why we manufacture the Secure Sleeve. The Secure Sleeve is a patent-pending card sleeve that contains a radio frequency barrier, preventing radio signals from reaching your card. You can get more information and purchase the Secure Sleeve online at idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com, or call us at 800-610-2770.
Entire history of humanity has been pitched battle, desperate fights for survival against the elements, against animals, and of course against man. The species excelled during crisis. That is when the great attributes are brought forward: courage, honor, will, passionate love for the tribe. Adversity makes men. Plenty makes monsters. But games are soon to end. The veneer of civilization is soon to burn away and peel back, as it's already done in Mexico, as there are thousands of murders a week, as the society completely implodes into criminality, as the government engages in more and more corruption. Will the same thing happen here? This is the time to get real, as they say. Okay, let me break this down. Paul Watson's going to be doing an article off of this analysis I do, because everything I say, he can go pull up the documentation for. I keep waiting. I keep doing analysis on air. I keep waiting for someone to put out a Rosetta Stone article that covers all the basic facts, because it isn't just important historically to know who to pin the blame for this collapse on. It is important now. It is life and death now. For all the marbles, now, right now, to know who is engineering this collapse, to understand who is carrying out the economic implosion that we are witnessing. If that message doesn't go out to every hill and mountain, to every shire, to every county, if that does not go out to every sector of the globe, if you don't carry the ball, the truth, under your arm and deliver it into the end zone, the enemy is going to win. The time for thumb sucking is over. The time for the liberty movement, infiltrated and turned against itself, spinning its wheels half the time, but still having great effect, devastating effect against the New World Order. No doubt we would have averted all this if we didn't have COINTELPRO getting us all to infight with each other. The time for that is over. Martial law is a grave and real threat. And I'm going to break that down after I give you the basics of what's happened. And then your phone calls for those of you that are patiently holding. Rourke, Jared, Tom, Chuck, Will, Tom, Jesse. And I'm not going to talk to Rourke. He calls in now every day with the same thing about, we don't need money, we just need to have free things in the stores. And he always sounds like he's completely stoned, and I just don't want to talk to him today. Rourke, you can call in once a week, but you can't call in every single day. In fact, I meant to say earlier, I'd like to hear from first-time callers. But I just don't have time for games anymore, ladies and gentlemen. We don't have time to play games anymore. It's a great weight on me. I don't like having to break all this down. I don't enjoy having to focus in on it. Believe me, I'd like to go bass fishing. I'd like to go water skiing. I'd like to go camping with my children. I'd like to go hunting. I'd like to visit more with my grandmother, precious grandmother, the last of my grandparents. And I don't have that much time to get it done because I work constantly in the fight against these people. And I'm not trying to. All right, let me get into it. Let me break it down. All right. The bottom line is this. The international banking cartel, the private banking families that own the Bank of England and the Federal Reserve predominantly, that at the end of World War II, the Anglo-American system had already been dominant worldwide to the British Empire, and then through Cecil Rhodes and what he set up, all stated that they were setting up a world government by Rhodes. Queen of England, you know, gave him a whole country and named it after him. They set up roundtable groups. They said British intelligence management arms, like the Royal Institute of International Affairs in England, the Council on Foreign Relations of the United States, to recruit the most powerful in banking, media, industry, academia, philosophy, to then give those individuals great wealth and shared power to be the true governing body over nations. It's a similar model to what they developed hundreds of years previous to the British East India Company in, of course, India. A corporate behind-the-throne government system. Now, for these international bankers, it is quite easy to finance their armies, to finance the takeover of other corporations, companies, land, because they were able to get control of the U.S. empire, which was already an empire by turn of the last century, by 1900, by the British Empire when they took over with the Rothschild-controlled implosion of 1815, when they falsely put out the rumor that Lord Wellington and the British and Austrian forces had lost against Napoleon, causing the British stock market to plunge by close to 99%. They then bought it up and went from the most wealthy banking family in Europe and England to the owners of the economy, and the Saxe-Coburg-Gotha dynasty at that point basically became their minions in hawk, in pawn to them. Lordships, baronies were then handed over to them, and the Rothschilds were told, look, we'll basically, the British crown basically told them, we will assassinate you and take your holdings if you don't marry in with us. And so they married in British royalty. What a bizarre hybrid that created. So to know the present and to understand where the future is going, to see the future, one only needs to understand history. And again, I'm only giving you a thumbnail sketch here. There is so much proof to what I say, so many facts from the enemy's own mouth, their own books and publications. Make no mistake, this is a fact. Now, in 1913, the private, predominantly British-owned Federal Reserve was set up by staging a decade-long media campaign where the international bankers came out and screamed and yelled and publicly financed against the Federal Reserve Act. That fooled at least enough of the public to get behind it, but still only a minority supported it. So they did a quorum call and had a minority of House members and Senate members pass it 2 days before Christmas in 1913. They simultaneously got their IRS, which there were dozens of other constitutional taxes, but the IRS income tax was meant to be paid directly in to the private central banks on the debt on the currency they then ordered to be created and the liquidity. And so now the superclass of banks that dominated Europe now could start the long task of using federal regulators they controlled to go in and take over banks that were owned by separate elites and you know, there were many other, you know, wealthy groups. The international banks, owned by a handful of families who had met at Jekyll Island right before the passage of the Federal Reserve Act to get all their ducks in a row, many men who publicly were enemies met in secret. They met on Jekyll Island, Georgia. They bought up the majority of the newspapers. They already owned many of them. They bought into fledgling radio. They began massively funding universities, buying off the different departments, creating chairs, a chair meaning different funded departments run by people endowed by them. They built all the new major music halls and theaters with their names on them. They sold the idea that they were these philanthropists. They engineered, of course, right before that, the Sherman Antitrust Act, which was really about making the old robber barons and select elite groups' money safe from taxation as everyone else's money came under new predatory taxation rules, which then were paid directly to them. But then they advertised that as another defeat for the bankers. All right, so I've spent enough time on that. After getting control in 1913, they then massively increased the money supply and issued hundreds of billions of dollars in liquidity, not just in the United States, but worldwide. Just as they have done since the mid-1990s, again, in this latest bubble, this contrived bubble. You see, that's how financial institutions, the inner bodies, don't confuse a Federal Reserve shareholding cartel bank with your Main Street bank. And they engage in chicanery and corruption as well, but nothing compared to this. Don't confuse a local corporation that may even make $1 billion a year with the elite. The true elite own shares in the central banks that run the nations, and they can issue themselves unlimited liquidity to buy up real assets. And so now you've had the amazing vertical integration of the wealth, consolidated, top down. So after 1913, they issue hundreds of billions in liquidity. And then in 1929, they shut the spigot off, put out a bunch of news articles in their newspapers about all these poor people and people that, you know, and shoeshine boys investing on the stock market, and how they'd gotten greedy, and how they'd lied on loan applications, and how there was too much credit, and that that it was top heavy, and that the American people had gotten, you know, had partied too much, and the flappers and started having sex and had become decadent. And women were smoking cigarettes. And again, they advertised this to get the Christians real mad and to have the churches say, yes, we're bad. You know, we're being judged. To get, of course, the, quote, do-gooders all into ninnying and running around. And they just cut the currency off. They cut the liquidity off while everyone was overextended and living on 15-plus years of super cheap credit issued to anybody. And so then that infected the stock market. It infected other corporations. And they just cut the spigot off. And for a decade, they made alcohol illegal, which tripled alcoholism. That allowed federalization of police. That allowed the corruption of police. The big banks and the mafia groups had secretly, and that's come out, lobbied for prohibition, knowing that only criminal combines could bring in the liquor, could make the liquor. And so a glass of beer went up in price about 500%. A shot of whiskey went up about 500%. Fabulous fortunes were made. So they used black markets to bring down the nation, to corrupt the police, as they'd done just 60 years before in China, bringing in opium where it had always been illegal, British troops, U.S. intelligence. This is all historical fact, bringing in the opium, using it to corrupt the police, using it to then get them under their control to break the country in 10 parts and hand it to different parts of Europe and the United States. Through a drug war. They are masters of the black market, so they bring in the black market. Same thing here. And then, of course, just to abbreviate things, the bottom line of the article we're doing needs to state that this is engineered and why it's important to understand it's engineered, because the more we give into these bankers, the worse things are going to get. People ask how far they will push. As far as we let them. That's how far tyrants always push. They don't stop. It's their nature to dominate. They enjoy total control. They openly hate the middle class and you having any wealth. They're not your friends. You understand that? They're ruthless beyond imagination. They are diabolically keen and focused on total domination. And the greatest form of domination is, of course, extermination. We look at how humans have behaved over and over again throughout civilization. The Babylonians would move into an area and kill everybody. The Israelites would move into an area, kill everybody. The Romans would move into an area, and if anyone resisted them, they would kill everybody. The Aztecs, the same thing. They would go around exterminating every other tribe. Full spectrum dominance. How do we know we won? We killed them all. And evil elites love blood and death and gladiatorial events and thousands crucified every day and people being boiled in oil and having their skin flayed. The evil rises to the top. In a society where the good don't combine forces together and follow a Bill of Rights and Constitution and constantly guard against tyranny. And even if you do that, you normally fall to it. But they convinced the American people that evil didn't exist in government. All right, I said I'm going to your calls, but I need to break down currently what's happening. This is so important. This testament is important for people to understand. So they engineer the crash in 29. The stock market roller coasters for a year, then settles in, devalued by around 90%. But that wasn't the bigger issue. Then the banks, as they went under, were gobbled up by larger private banks that were Federal Reserve held, and they would come out and call in the entire loan on a farm, a ranch, a house, even if people were paying it, even if they had money. And in Kentucky and in Texas and in Kansas and in Illinois, and in Colorado, everywhere. Hundreds of times in Kentucky. Hundreds of times in Colorado. Hundreds of times in the Dakotas. Hundreds of times in California. Army tanks would pull up. Men would ride in on horseback, and they would just kill everyone. There were huge battles and martial law all over the United States. Strikers would be mowed down by Pinkerton security in New Jersey. Just whole people would march with their children. They would just mow them down with machine guns in the streets. If veterans protested, they would move in with tanks and machine guns and slaughter hundreds on the spot. But the bankers own the newspapers, so you don't know about it today. So we're going to talk about the rest of their history and then currently what they're doing when we get back, and then your phone calls, I promise. Stay with us.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
As a parent, your biggest fear is getting a phone call that your child has been attacked or worse. With your child going to college or moving out on their own, it's important to keep these safety tips in mind. Teach them to be aware of their surroundings. Walk on well-lit paths with friends or students. Secure the windows and doors of their dorm room or apartment. Know how to reach campus security. Always tell someone where they're going and when to expect their return. And always carry a self-defense device. This important message is brought to you by Pepperspray.com. Pepperspray.com features a full line of products for college students like pepper spray and mace, as well as window locks for dorm rooms or apartments, personal alarms, stun guns, and nighttime safety items. Enter school in the coupon code box and receive 10% off your order. Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Dow just mega plunged again to 9,796, a 528.70 drop. NASDAQ even harder hit, 120.57 drop. S&P just massively hit with a 63.32. All engineered. How did we tell you last week that it would plunge after they passed it? They promised it wouldn't. Everything they say is lies. Police, military, they are poisoning you to the water supply. It is a fact. I know it's scary. But you better gut up as a man and research what's happening and stop acting like a foolish monkey as the media and culture has trained you to be. Finishing up, because I want to go to all these callers. So the banks set up the Federal Reserve in the name of stopping any panics or runs that they had smaller level and on a regional basis before 1913. They engineer the Depression. They institute martial law with the War Powers Act in 1933 under Franklin Delano Roosevelt. They go around all over the country kicking people off their ancestral lands. In many cases, claiming they hadn't paid local taxes and taking land that was paid for. And see, now you're hearing the same thing. Oh, we may call in whole mortgages. You see how that works? Going back for 2 years, they've been having people at closes at the very end when they're closing on a mortgage. Oh, sign here that we can change this agreement without you knowing whenever we want. And the people are tricked into signing it. Oh, yeah. A fraud provision, a sharecropper contract. Look, let me just accelerate up to what's currently happening. A, this is engineered. They set up the martial law preparations. They prepared the military for all of it. They put them to the urban warfare training and told them it was for America. FEMA went around in the last 3 years hiring over 26,000 preachers secretly to train their flocks to do what government says, to turn their guns in, to go to FEMA camps. We told you that before it was declassified last year. Again, the credibility. Everything we tell you happens. They militarized the police. They went from 500,000 cops to 3 million cops. They built federal command centers in every major city overseeing the surrounding counties with live time GPS tracking via the cell towers, triangulating down to all the telephones. People always play semantical games with that. The cell towers are GPS. They triangulate into the phone down to 15 feet regulation. A military control grid was put in place, and then we get the IMF and World Bank documents leaked after Joseph Stiglitz leaves the World Bank as their chief economist. And they talk about how they imploded Argentina by design, how they imploded hundreds of other countries, the secret agreements they make government sign where they pay off the leaders to sell out the infrastructure, to inflate the currency, and then hand everything over to the bankers once the economy implodes. They need to, like a mosquito injects through its proboscis, enzymes to liquefy your cells and blood so it can slurp them up. That's what they do. They bring the economy down. They shatter confidence by design. After they've tricked everybody with overconfidence, irrational exuberance, to get deeply into this, after they issue all of this currency and all the liquidity, they then get you tricked into getting deeply into it. And Paul, you can just take the last chapter of Descent into Tyranny and put that in the story as a link. Book I wrote in 2002 details it, last chapter, you know, about the IMF World Bank documents. And we'll carry on from there and then take your phone call. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.